today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah. Assalamu alaikum. Welcome. This is today's special from IRIB English Radio. You choose to listen. Thank you very much for joining us. We're going to speak the Ramadan gratitude. Be with us and listen to this part. Ramadan tajalla wa btasama tubal al-abd idha tanama Ramadan tajalla wa btasama tubal al-abd idha tanama arda maulahu bima iltazama tubal al-nafs bitaqwaha. What date is today? Today is Thursday, is the 29th of Ramadan, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 31st of the month of Farvardin, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 20th of April, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is verse 173 of chapter Al-Imran.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. الذين قال لهم الناس إن الناس قد جمعوا لكم فاخشوهم فزادهم إيمانا وقالوا حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل.
Those to whom hypocrites said, indeed the people have gathered against you, so fear them. But it merely increased them in faith, and they said, sufficient for us is Allah, and He is the best disposer of affairs.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The enemy propagating agents and some simple-minded and coward people advisingly inspire that the group of enemies is strong and none can combat them. So it is better not to entangle yourself with fight. The true believers without any fear and as they are qualified in the verse, calmly answer them. So the strongest barrier against all the threats of the enemy is faith and trusting in Allah. When a believer happens to be inflicted with disasters, increases his reliance with Allah. And that was the point of this verse.
أَنَا الْعَبْدُ الَّذِي كَسَبَ ذُنُوبًا وَصَدَّتُهُ الْأَمَانِ أَنْ يَتُوبَ أَنَا الْعَبْدُ الَّذِي يَضْحَى حَزِينًا زلاته قلقا كثيرا أنا العبد الذي كسب ذنوبا وصدته الأماني أن يتوبا.
And we go to our topic of this episode of today's special, and that was posting Ramadan gratitude. The month of Ramadan has come and gone, and with the grace Allah placed in it, it has given anyone a fair chance to get back on the track of goodness. Visiting the masjid, reciting and learning the Quran, and opening our hearts and the wallets to give to family, friends and the needy. But just like everything else in our life, such habit quickly leave us as well. But today, inshallah, is where all of that changes. Gratitude helps us realize just how much we need Allah and how much He has given us. Only with this realization can we actually go out and give back to the world what Allah has prescribed and recommended us.
Mm-hmm.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Thanking God for one whole month of servitude, that is the holy month of Ramadan. Thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His blessings and for His bounties is recognized as a valuable excellence, and it has been always in the center of focus of the scholars and the religious leaders, say from the holy prophets to the infallibles, in the course of history. And the holy month of Ramadan itself was also a good time and opportunity to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all the blessings and all the provisions that He has provided us with. The scholars, religious scholars, have been always thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and emphasize the gratitude and thanking of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as one of the moral virtues. And it was considered as a useful constructive practice and an encouraging tool to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is quite a duty, known as a duty. And even in the Holy Quran, in several verses of the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks people to be grateful for God's blessings. And even though God does not need worship and thanks of His creatures, He asks His servants to always give thanks as an important duty and obligation. This act has a high position and value among divine teachings. When it comes to divine blessings, a two-way communication is established between the Creator and the created, a relationship that can become closer or further away with right or wrong behavior. So now it's the time to even thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not inside the holy month of Ramadan, for the whole, but this is just for giving us this opportunity of the holy month of Ramadan. That is, we need to thank Him as a duty, as something that, as a blessing He gave us, as the best opportunity that He has provided us with. That is the holy month of Ramadan, the month of patience, the month of getting closer to Quran, the month of spring of Quran, the month of piety. So we have been talking all these 30 days about the blessings of this holy month and about the values and excellences of these days. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
In the holy month of Ramadan, the month of Allah.
In the holy month of Ramadan, the month of Allah, be with IRIB English Radio, today's special.
Every day from IRIB English Radio.
This is today's special and fasting and shukr, the blessing of iftar and suhoor. Half of iman is sabr, means patience and perseverance. The other half is shukr, means gratitude. Just as fasting teaches us sabr, it also helps us to cultivate shukr. Both of these are key provisions in our journey to Allah. Throughout the day, whenever our stomachs growl from hunger, we should consciously remember and thank the one who provides us with every morsel of food and every drop of water. We only appreciate the blessing of something when it is taken away from us. As people whose bellies are always full, we rarely experience hunger, and thus we fail to appreciate the magnitude of Allah's blessings in a single slice of bread, let alone a myriad of delicacies. Thus, when we fast and stay away from food, drink, we realize the blessings of Allah has bestowed upon us.
أرجو رضاك يا الله أنت الرحيم يا الله هبني عطاك يا الله أنت الكريم ومنك العطاء يا الله أنت العظيم يا الله فيك الرجاء يا الله أنت الحليم
الرحمن الستار ملك الملك الغفار الوهاب المنان المتعال
الرحيم الرحمن الستار ملك الملك الغفار الوهاب المنان المتعال
الله الله يا ربي يا الله
This important question, how to thank Allah for His blessings. Always remember to say Alhamdulillah when you see something that you feel grateful for. After each prayer, spend a few minutes thanking Allah for some of the little and big things you have in your life. Acknowledge that Allah has created and sustains us, then give thanks for being chosen to be a Muslim, for giving us our faith and for keeping shaitan away. Remember Allah at all times during the day and night. Set aside time throughout the day to repeat beautiful phrases from the Quran and Hadith to help remind you of Allah. These are known as dhikr. Dhikr is nutrition for the soul because if we remember Allah in this life, then He will remember us in this life and the next, inshallah.
Lady Fatima alayhi salam, in that Fadaki sermon, the first thing that she stated, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Alhamdulillah alladhi an'am. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who has given blessings. My dear brothers and sisters, what's truly fascinating about this statement here is that Lady Fatima just witnessed an attack on her house. Fadak was confiscated from her. If you look at it from the outside, from a worldly, materialistic lens, everything had fallen apart. She's the daughter of the greatest messenger who brought Islam to these people, yet they turned against her. She was physically assaulted. Her right was taken from her. Many of those in her society abandoned her. When you look at it from a materialistic perspective, everything went wrong. It was a tragedy within a tragedy within a tragedy. But the first thing that Fatima says, Alhamdulillah alladhi an'am. All praise is due to Allah, the one who has given blessings. My dear brothers and sisters, it's one thing to show gratitude to God when things are going your way. When you're okay, you're fine. It's another thing to show gratitude to Allah when you're in pain, when you're suffering, when things are not going your way. That's a completely different level. But Fatima alayhi salam starts with the gratitude of the Almighty God. Alhamdulillah alladhi an'am wa lahu shukru ala ma alham. I thank Him for what He has inspired me. If I do any goodness, it's because of Allah. Allah has inspired me to do good. وَلَهُ الثَّنَاءُ بِمَا قَدَّمْ I also praise Allah is because before I deserve anything, He's already given me. So many blessings in this life. My dear brothers and sisters, the reality is today we're living an era. We're living a generation that really knows no gratitude. We have everything. We're surrounded by everything. We're drowned with blessings. Yet we don't see them. Yet we're not gratitude. We don't have gratitude. We're not grateful. Look at the younger generation today. We have everything that you can ask for. We have it. It's at our disposal. Look at the youngsters in our society. Is there something they don't have? Gadgets? They have the state-of-the-art gadgets. Are they satisfied? No. They have all the toys that you can imagine in the world. Are they satisfied? Not really. They still want more and more. You don't see that gratitude.
That was all for this episode of today's special. Inshallah, we continue interesting topics, especially during this month. Till another meeting, fi amanillah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi. علي إمامي لفتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي
محمد نبي علي الإمام
لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي